Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Yeah, it is a very weird state in the world. And, you know, you've been listening to it all night. Here I am in the Bermuda Triangle, always a place where bizarro energies are mixing up and around. We have Sam and Shelley at the flagship station there, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, Shelley, at Wright's Coin Shop, you guys stay busy all year round, and I'm sure that it's got to be nice when March finally kicks in and you know that soon it's going to be springtime again, because people in general, they don't like to get out as much when the weather's all nasty and cold and snowy. And so right now you're about to kick off like this whole new season of cool stuff at Wright's Coin Shop. What's the vibe like there?
Well, it is a whole new season that we're about to kick off, but our business doesn't slow down when the weather's bad. In fact, some of our best days are when it's the nastiest outside. So, even though the weather's getting to be nicer and we're so looking forward to it, it's not going to slow down. It's really not, especially since the market is at such a good place to buy right now. It's a great time to come on out. And we have so much. We have stuffed the cases full, and we just keep stuffing it because we can't keep the stuff in.
Well, you know, it's funny, Shelley, because whenever you go through a presidential election year and all these people start slinging mud at each other every single day, people, they hear this in the media and they start talking about it and they start getting worried about things that are being exaggerated, because, you know, politicians are always saying, hey, you need to vote for me because the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And so they create kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And a lot of people, they start getting a little bit freaked out. And when that happens, it affects the market. And you don't know if you're going to wake up one day and suddenly there's been an economic disaster and the stock market's fallen out and the dollar value has gone down. And if that happens, you could be screwed. And there's nothing more refreshing and nothing gives you more security than having a nice stash of beautiful gold or silver coins there that have intrinsic value. And you guys know that better than anybody because you're a family business. You've been operating over 40 years. It's very simple to contact you guys and just start a dialogue. Just start talking about how somebody can turn their money into more money. So tell everybody how they can contact you and just start finding out what their options are.
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402, or they can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. They can go online at wrightscoinshop.com. But usually it's better just to stop by or call us. We never know what we're going to have. I mean, we buy and sell all the time. I mean, even in an hour's time, you know, your inventory just turns over. So it's always a good idea to call and find out what we have. Or if you're a regular, you know, just keep on coming in. Every day you're going to see something different. And if we get to know you and we know what you like and we have your phone number, then we call you when certain things come in that we think that you might be interested in. We do a lot of that. And people really appreciate it. It's a great chance to get a hold of something that you may not otherwise be able to get. So that's always a good thing about getting to know us.
So now I want to reiterate this for everybody. If you want to go to WrightsCoinShop.com directly and get a map and get more info, that's fine. Or you'll find a nice big banner ad at SpeakingOfStrange.com. You can also, if you're in the Asheville area, just go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate. It's very, very easy to find. Or you can, of course, just call them, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You know, Shelley, you are a lady about town. You're always out. You're always talking to people. It's funny. You're one of those people. You can't really go out and hang out with Shelley without half a dozen people coming up who know who you are. Maybe they want your autograph. Maybe they just want to talk to you about the paranormal, because mm-hmm. you're an investigator. Maybe they want to talk to you about gold and silver. I mean, who knows? You write articles. You're all over the place. When you're running around in this day and age, and you go to a restaurant or whatever, have you ever been in the bathroom and just had a man walk in there on you, and suddenly there's that moment where you're like deer in the headlights, and maybe he's looking at you and you're kind of naked, and there's this weird moment and you're not sure how to deal with it?
No. And actually, whenever I'm out, and I'm out a lot, you know this about me, I rarely go to a bathroom in a restaurant or a bar or something like that. I have a this amazing ability not to have to go. So yeah, I don't normally run into that.
So you've never had an incident like that. Okay, now Sam, have you had an incident where you walk into a ladies' bathroom, maybe it's an accident, and you get that weird moment where you're looking at each other and it's like, okay, one of us ought to leave right now?
The closest I had to that experience was something I'll just refer to as the Burger King incident. This was back in, I think, 96. I had eaten an entire box of peanut brittle, amongst some other things, and I turned white as a sheet, and I had to use the restroom, and I went to the Burger King, which is no longer there at River Ridge, went to the men's room. Somebody was already using it. So I was like, okay, go into the hall. Next thing I know, I wake up, my face is on the floor, my shoe has flown off of my body. So I go back into the men's room, and the guy is still in there. So I was like, I have to go into the ladies' room. I went into the ladies' room, and then these two little girls, like little kids, come in. And the look on their face, I was like, oh, my goodness. Because I was just doing what had to be done. Right. At that point, it had to be done. And these two little kids wander in, and they're like, oh, my God. Like, I'm 6'6". I weighed like 150 at the time. I'm white as a ghost with a shoe missing. So, yeah, I have been that guy.
Better.
Only you can have a cautionary tale about peanut brittle.
I mean, you wake up on the Burger King floor with a shoe gone and the whole restaurant staring at you. It's an odd situation.
Well, you know, I bring this up because I keep seeing these stories about how common it's becoming for men and women to encounter each other in public bathrooms. And here's a good example, and I have a number of them for you. In Seattle, they have apparently passed some kind of law. It's a gender rule, and it says that men and women who claim to be of the opposite sex can go into any bathroom they want. And on one hand, you might think, well, maybe that's okay, but guess what? It's being abused. They say,
that's a shocker. Who didn't see that coming?
There's in this news story here, there it says a man undressed in a women's locker room, citing this new state rule that allows people to choose a bathroom based on gender identity, and he intentionally was exposing himself to women who were in there. And this particular incident happened at a pool. But it says this guy had his private part fully exposed, and the women were telling him to leave. And he says, hey, the law has changed. I have a legal right to be here because I identify myself as a female. So right now, legally, there's absolutely nothing that they can do about this. Their hands are tied. And this, I know this is a sensitive subject because, you know, again, we've reached this point where there's a lot of discussion over this. But I just wonder, I mean, from a woman's perspective, if you have seen, obviously you just said that you haven't seen more of this, but I wonder if it's just a matter of time. And if so, do you have any thoughts, guys, on how this should be legally handled?
Well, I mean, just using common sense. Like if I'm in the men's room at a concert and a lady comes in because the line's a lot shorter, which often happens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guys don't care, you know. We're like, okay, whatever, unless they're really obnoxious. But it's like if you're going to the bathroom for what it's meant to be used for, I don't see how that would really be a problem if you were doing it appropriately. But, I mean, I don't typically strip down to my skivvies in the bathroom.
No.
At a rest area or anything, you know.
Well, okay, here's another story from Boynton Beach, Florida. Cops there are trying to find a, quote, scruffy-looking dude. And they say he crawled under a bathroom stall where a 79-year-old woman was in there. And it doesn't say how old he was, but he says to her, quote, I think you're a hot MILF. Let's have sex.
Holy
end quote.
Crap.
All right. Yeah. The woman screamed and fled, and they're trying to find this guy. I mean, as a matter of fact.
A scruffy looking guy in Boynton Beach, Florida? Wow.
Good yeah. luck with that.
You know what the first thing he said to her was, actually? He said, surprise! Now, think about that. You're in the stall.
He crawls
under the stall.
She didn't kick him in the face.
That would have been an appropriate move,
I think.
If
that happened in a men's room, I think the story would get, you know, if somebody did that to you, I mean, instinct, you would probably kick. That'd be the first thing.
That'd be scary to me. I remember, you know, being a kid and watching the commercials where, like, the kid goes to the kitchen and he opens the cabinet and there's a scarecrow in there. I don't know why they thought that was a good marketing move, but I found that very scary.
You remember scrubbing bubbles? I used to ask my mom to get that because I thought that those little scrubbing bubbles would come to life in the bathtub or the toilet.
So that's the kind of reaction that I don't want a surprise like that totally out of context. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a story. This is a bizarre incident that happened in Asia. Imagine that, where a man died and he happened to die in the middle of the throes of passion, and they could not detach him from his mate. Okay, I will explain when we come back. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
As you stand under the bar light.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing strange.
30 hour on Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. Now, here's why we call this Dark 30. It's because, well, we save it for late at night during a period known as Safe Harbor. And this is when we read to you legitimate news stories, best we can tell, that are more of the sordid and seedy kind, okay? Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So these are, as far as we've been able to research, legit stories. You can determine if you want to hear them. Again, Wright's Coin Shop has a phone number. Yes, you can call it 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And by the way, I also want to tell all of you that I have an amazing new ghost photo that I'm going to be sharing with you. I want you to go to joshuapwarren.com. Hopefully I can get this posted soon. But it is it's amazing. And you know what? If you've never been to joshuapwarren.com, you should go there anyway. Look at all the pictures that I've got in my gallery of the strange. But the most important thing for you to do is put your email address in a little e-newsletter bank. And it takes you about 2 seconds. When you do that, you end up on my personal email list. And that means I send out emails once in a while, and you'll get them. And this is not some kind of robot. I mean, this is actually me sitting down there, putting my fingers on the keyboard, and I type updates, messages, and interesting little things, and sometimes I give free stuff away, and I hit the button, and it goes straight to you, and if you see one and you reply to it, then I will reply to you, okay? It's a very organic process, so it's important for you to do that if you want to stay updated, because I have some really neat stuff I'm going to be sharing with all of you soon, so go to joshuapwarren.com to do that. You know, Sam, I want to mention this also before we move into this next news story. Since we've been talking about bathrooms, I finally, over the past, week or whatever, I achieved a new chapter in my life, and I can't believe that it took me this long. We've talked about it before. I installed my first bidet.
Oh, yeah, I think
you
were. Oh, is it a standalone unit, or is this like the kitchen sink sprayer tapped into? No, I mean, that's how they do it in India. It's like the dishwasher sprayer just tapped into the water line. But then you also have like your Japanese toilet seat style bidet, or you have your French standalone urinal looking bidet. What did you go with?
It's so great. I ordered it from Amazon.com. It wasn't expensive. It was like $22 or something. And it came. But no, it's great. It's great. That's what I'm telling everybody about. I got the thing and I thought, well, it might not be so great, but all the reviews were fantastic. It had like thousands of reviews, like 4.5 out of 5 stars. So what you do is you lift up your toilet seat. Actually, you remove your toilet seat and you put the bidet. It's like a little plastic hose that fits under there, and it only extends when water comes out of it. And then there's a hose that you just screw right into your water supply that goes into the base of the toilet tank. And I mean, I am not Mr. Handyman, and so if I can do this, anybody can do it. I screwed the thing in there. It's all mechanical, so it doesn't require any kind of electricity or anything. You sit down on the toilet. It has a knob there that you can turn to adjust the intensity, and you want to take it easy on that. Otherwise, you can get an enema, I will tell you. So you start off slow, and you kind of work your way into it. But it's such an improvement.
It's so refreshing. I mean, when I first had my taste of that, I was just like, how have I not been doing this my entire life? I feel so fresh.
Everybody should do it. I mean, it is relaxing, it's hygienic, and it's simple and affordable, and it's available. So
guys are like bidet pushers.
If you want to go to the upper echelons, you gotta YouTube I believe it's the Coco Bidet 9600, I believe is
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
It's like mm-hmm. a $700-$800 toilet seat.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's got robot stuff going on. It's got tank heaters. It's got it's amazing. My friend's got two of them, and it's like in the winter, it's got a heater. It's got a cooler. So for in the summer, you got like a chilled seat. It's amazing.
Wow. See, yeah. I'm not at that level yet, but
that's your advanced.
I've dipped my toe in to the bidet world. What's that, Shelley?
After Romania, I'm grateful for a toilet seat. Heck, I'm grateful for a toilet and not to have to go in a hole.
Yes, many parts of the of the world that's still very acceptable is the hole with like 2 foot things on the side. Literally popping a squat, and I was like, I am not ready for that.
Yeah, I don't know how that they even, I mean, I don't know why they think that's a good idea.
Back to Dubai, at the Dubai airport, which is like one of the nicest airports in the entire world, I'm like, okay, I don't care. I got to do what I got to do. I'm in another country. Nobody's ever going to see me again. Go into the bathroom, and it's like really nice, but it's all really nice holes. And I'm like, I can't take this risk. I got a 15-hour flight in front of me. If I mess up, this could be catastrophic.
You know,
I mean, we're not trained for that maneuver.
Yeah, you especially if you dropped something. Oh my god.
I mean, what if you have like weak, calf muscles or hammies? Your thighs, you could collapse. My sister had like some sort of like gecko or something come out of the hole.
Oh god.
In India, like a dirt hole, like this like iguana type thing just came out at her and she freaked out.
I bet. My God. All right. Well, here's our next story. Again, dark 30, so tune out if you're easily offended or if there are kids around. You know, they say it's not uncommon for people to die during sex, and for obvious reasons. But they say it is uncommon for this particular thing to happen. This happened in China. There's footage of this out there. I have not seen the footage. But they say an elderly man, he died while he was engaged with a hooker. She was, on top of him. And the footage shows them rolling him out on a stretcher. And he's apparently dead, but she is not, okay? And they say it was sort of a horrific thing because they weren't able to get the two separated. This is known as I don't even want to give the term exactly because the term is a little bit too descriptive. But the second word in it is captivus, like something's being captured. And basically they say certain muscles clamp down too firmly or there's, blood in certain parts of the body where it doesn't drain or what. And two people can get stuck and it is a big medical ordeal to properly separate them.
That sounds awful.
It just sounds really, really bad.
So the next time you're engaged with somebody, imagine if that person died and you're stuck to this corpse until experts can come in with the jaws of life.
It's like Tales from the Dark Side.
That's got to affect you mentally. But the good news is you're always going to have the best story at the bar after that.
She was a prostitute. That's probably happened to her a multitude of times.
Could be.
Not her first trip around the block.
Next story is one that Mobius particularly likes, and it has to do with Tony the Tiger. And I think that we'll take our break before I dig into this. But, there is a Tony the Tiger mascot, and you'd think he's just one of those, figures who is only going to experience nice family-friendly interactions. It's just the opposite, though. This story tells about the lewd things that you experience when you get to be Tony the Tiger. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to, the hour of the show when we talk about the more Outrageous stuff. It's the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange. On Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402, and if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link with all kinds of information about Wright's Coin Shop. I hope you keep that number on your fridge, 828-298-5402. You know, before we get to this Tony the Tiger story, since we just played Material Girl, here's a story from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It says, shoplifter left behind her cell phone and lots of pee. Now, remember, dark 30 means, well, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. That's why we save it for late at night. More controversial material, often sordid and seedy. A shoplifter identified as a 34-year-old woman successfully made off with some pricey things at an Ann Taylor store, but she left some hard evidence, her cell phone, and a lot of soiled merchandise in the dressing room that she had urinated upon. The woman was arrested. She said that she was really scared because she'd never shoplifted anything expensive before and panicked, and she just started peeing and ran out with her cell phone. Said that she'd try to do better in the future. Police did not know if this meant her intent was not to shoplift or not to urinate while doing the shoplifting, but this woman is obviously in a lot of trouble right now, and she's left plenty of evidence for them to use against her. Oh, boy. All right. Here's the story about, well, what you might call a serial offender. Now, imagine this. Apparently, Kellogg's Frosties has an official Tony the Tiger.
They're,
you know, the guy
great.
He says, they're great. You know, the original guy who said that was the same guy who sang the songs in The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Wasn't it? I wanted to say it was Mel Blanc.
No, it wasn't Mel Blanc. I can't remember his name, but he was another very well-known voice actor. and certainly most famous for those two jobs, singing in The Grinch and voicing Tony the Tiger. But so they have a guy who is the mascot, Tony the Tiger. And apparently when he's not out there interacting with people and shaking hands, he has to go to an office and he interacts with people on the internet. And he does kind of like web marketing. And a new story has come out here from The Guardian saying that Tony the Tiger has had to put out a plea and ask people to stop sending him anthropomorphic animal porn. Apparently, we've talked about this in the past, there is a whole group of folks out there who call themselves furries. And they are into people in furry outfits. And they consider Tony the Tiger to be an erotic mascot. Now, they say the definition of the term furry, it varies a little bit, even among the furries themselves. But it usually refers to the fandom of people who identify with, who role play as, and usually wear these furry suits to mimic these anthropomorphized cartoon animals. And so it says, I mean, this could be, you name it. They even say the one of the more popular ones is the Disney version of Robin Hood, the fox, you know? So anyway, Tony the Tiger is supposed to be like the Mac Daddy of furries. And there's a lot of artwork out there, you know, inappropriate artwork featuring him. And obviously they don't want him to be associated with that sort of thing. So they're trying to block these messages that come in, and they're you know, pleading, and they're saying, look, this is not appropriate. I mean, the Chester Cheetah, he's another one that they're into. As a matter of fact, there's a bit of a debate over who's more attractive, Tony the Tiger or Chester Cheetah. But they're asking people to please, you know, hold off. So I will pass that along to all of you as a public service announcement. If you're sending porn to Tony the Tiger, thanks, but no thanks. Okay, let's stop that. Next story we have here comes to us from Las Vegas. You know, there's this gigantic Ferris wheel in Las Vegas. Well, a couple... I've never been on the Ferris wheel, but I think that the Ferris wheel, it consists of like little rooms, sort of like or pods, I guess you might call them. So you can go into a pod, and it's just you and your little group, and it takes quite a while to do one revolution. It's probably like an hour or something to go around. So it's probably not that surprising that once in a while people would go in there, and you know they're in Vegas, they're feeling frisky. And, you know, so they start getting it on. But there are cameras in there. And so they give these very graphic descriptions in this story about what this couple starts doing. And they actually said that they could give a verbal command. They got on the intercom and they gave a verbal command asking them to stop. But they wouldn't do it. There are occupants of an adjacent cabin there who were able to record this on their cell phones, of course. Of course, there's always somebody around who can record this stuff. And so they continued, and when they got to the end of the ride, they were taken into custody by security guards and later turned them over to cops. And so they're in trouble right now. Here's a story from Flagler County, Florida. Couple jailed there for a park bench sex romp. Couple was having sex in broad daylight on a bench there in Florida. Arrested after a variety of people came through, including some bike riders, and spotted the lewd duo in action. One of them was a 12-year-old boy. And says here the boy got his father, and when the father arrived, they were still in the midst of things. 37-year-old male and 33-year-old female, and they said they were just kissing, but everybody else who was there said, no, no, no. They went far beyond that. What a strange thing it is. You know, there's that Woody Allen movie, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex, But Were Afraid to Ask. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen that one, Sam, right?
I have not, but when I was a little kid, I thought that it was like going to be way... I've seen parts of it, but I thought it was like going to be a graphic movie. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I saw the box at the video store, and I was like, that's probably like, well, got naked people in it. Does not.
Yeah. Well, it has a gigantic breast, like a 100-foot-tall breast.
Yeah, that doesn't
that's
count.
Attacking a countryside.
that's not realistic.
That's got to count for something. Here's a very bizarre story. Okay, I saw this one and I was like, could this be real? Mobius found this story. He says it's real. Mobius says to me, he says, Josh, think of how many good, strong ideas that we have for things we want to get made in the movies and TV series, and think this gets pitched and it gets greenlit. Apparently, Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter, they say, has a role in an independent film where he is a corpse with how do I phrase this? He's a very excited corpse, can I put it that way? Mm-hmm. Who also is making a lot of flatulent noises, and people are watching it saying, this is too bizarre. The audience members have been walking out of this movie because they're saying that, you know, it all seems around it seems focused around this very excited corpse who makes all of these unpleasant noises. Okay, one film critic says, I counted at least 30 walkouts within the first 30 minutes of this unwatchable film before I bailed out myself at the 40-minute mark. Do not watch it. Okay? Man, I wonder if they're going to get in the Oscars. Here's a story from Kentucky. A mayor in Kentucky is in trouble. Because it's been said that he exchanged all kinds of things, money, pardons, and other favors with women in exchange for inappropriate actions. You can imagine what those things are. He's just been trading off everything that a mayor has access to. So he's in trouble right now. Isn't it crazy that these elected officials just never learn? They never learn. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have three stories I've saved for the end of the night. And, oh boy, I'm going to do my best to read the... Well, there are at least two of these I'm going to have to really think about how to read in an FCC-friendly style. But, hey, it's the Dark 30 Hour. The night show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange.
Oh snap! Oh snap! Oh snap!
Are you ready for this?
Oh snap!
Oh! It's me, Turkey. Okay. Hold on.
Bring the fire. What's up, baby?
Come on.
When I come to the club, step aside.
Oh snap!
Pop the seats, don't be hit me in the line.
Oh snap!
VIP, cause you know I gotta shine.
Oh snap!
Fergie Ferg, give me love you long time.
Oh snap!
All my girls get down on the floor. So here we go. Business in the news, and I'm like, get up out my face,
oh,
or I turn around and spray it with mace.
Oh,
my lips make you wanna have a taste.
Oh,
you got that? I got the bass.
Come every time you come around my London.
minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. I want to implore you once again to visit joshuapwarren.com and click around and check out some of the cool videos and pictures there, including a brand new one I'm going to be posting soon that is going to probably blow your mind a little bit. And you heard me mention this earlier. Well, people all over the world are raving about the crazy things that they're experiencing using the wishing machine. I know it sounds like something that's, you know, straight out of a fairy tale, but, you know, people are wishing for money, they're wishing for happiness, they're wishing for relationships, and you just have to go and watch the videos and read the testimonials and understand what this is all about and how it works. And you can do that if you go to wishingmachineproject.com. That's wishingmachineproject.com. First story of this segment is from Broward County, Florida. You're getting a little workout tonight, aren't you, Shelley?
Yeah, I sure am.
A man is accused. Oh, let me remind everybody again, all right? Dark 30 hour. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I want to make that clear. Tune out if you don't want to hear these kinds of stories that we say for late at night because they're a bit more sordid and seedy. A man is accused of cranking his love pump while standing naked as a jaybird in the plain view of drivers along a main road there. The man is sporting a ring, and it's not on his finger, and it's not in his ears, and it's not on his nose, so you can imagine where it is. Sporting a ring, holding a bottle, which he said contains poppers. That's what he told the police, which that's a liquid aphrodisiac. And they ask him, "Why are you doing this?" And he explained that he was just super excited and wanted to share it with the whole world. Not always a good idea. Next story comes to us from Miami, Florida. And I swear to God, we don't just go out there looking for Florida stories. This just tells you something about that part of the world. A 48-year-old woman has been married to a 45-year-old man for just over a year, and they decided to buy a new residence. Well, as they were moving and going through boxes, the wife found in his possession a toy that is intended to be used on a woman. And she said, "Why do you have this?" And he said that he bought it to use in their relationship. And she was so offended by this that she beat and slapped the man and pinched his face, attacked him over and over for 30 minutes. The cops got involved. He said, "I'm a mess. He's all bloody." And he said that she told him she was going to kill him in his sleep.
Get enlightened, lady. It's 2016. Come on. Gracious.
What the heck?
Cops said he had injuries of bruising and scratching on his eye, his lip, his nose, his forehead, and she had no injuries whatsoever. Do not bring a toy around that woman. I'd hate to see how she'd react to it.
And it took him 30 minutes to get away?
Is her first name Goody?
Right. And the last story of the night, it's from South Carolina, a little closer to home there. Apparently, a uniformed police officer in South Carolina who is 41 years old has made a nightly ritual out of pleasuring himself in his police cruiser in uniform. This is happening in Camden, about 35 miles from Columbia. Says he would sit there on his watch with his cell phone, enjoying porn on his cell phone and doing that in his patrol car. And once in a while, he would get out of his patrol car in order to, finish the job, right?
Right.
He finally exposed himself to the wrong person, and now he is in a lot of trouble. My God.
To be fair, there's not a lot to do in Camden, South Carolina.
And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a best of You Are Commanded. But you can